T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally recovered from Sunday. Yesterday I had a migraine from not sleeping, yelling, screaming, the Diggs reaction, the walk-off. Yesterday's show, I called it a top five regular season game that I think we've covered together with the absolute thriller at Foxborough. And I think this guy was probably going crazy as well. It's time for the Jerry Jones Show, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you on your home of the 5-1 Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Sean, RJ, I'm doing great, and it's great to be on, and great to be on with these wins under our belt.
Have you come down off that high yet from Sunday?
Well, not really. I found out I hate a game, a situation like that, that makes me realize what I really am, which I think I'm a loser. I got down so many times during the game, but gathered it back up. But it was really one of ups and downs, and But you just got to be proud of the way our team hung in there, even though we were self-destructing quite a bit as well.
Now, Corey Majors got a good photo of you guys hugging and kissing right there with Steven right after the game. Did you black out? Do you even remember how you reacted after the digs?
Black out. I'm not quite.
Do you remember what you did after the Diggs pick six and then the CD walk-off? Because a lot of people just said they blacked out with their reactions, yelling and screaming.
Well, I'll tell you, the way that it evolved, it was there and done almost before my mind registered what had happened. But, of course, you confuse that when you recall of what you're seeing on replay and what you actually saw. But bottom line is that it was an outstanding play again. For him to have the presence in the middle of the play to basically control and catch the ball just shows you his inordinate gift or skills, because he's just got a receiver's and an outstanding receiver's ability to concentrate and catch the ball.
Jerry, what else just jumped out to you with your overall game recap of the Patriots?
Well, I think that which we really, to everybody's credit, anticipated coming in. They really attacked our middle and did a good job, I thought. I'm talking to our opponent there of getting their inside game going, and that's their running game. And the good news is that we're all aware of that, and we've got young players, or not necessarily young, but we've got players that know how to respond and can address that. I'm talking about the inside running game to me. And then we also have some serious help on the way in there that is beginning right now this week and coming in. Christian Hill comes to my mind, and Gallimore and players like that. So to me, if I were looking at things that we've got to work on, there was plenty there. But then, yes, there was plenty there that we've seen we can do to look forward to the future. So I think it was a mixed bag. Your coaches would say that was a great coaching film. There's a lot to work on there in that film as far as looking ahead at how to improve our team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Jones joins us here at 105 Through the Fan. I saw you and Bob Kraft before the game, you know, sharing a little moment. I know he's used to winning games like that, those kind of games, close games at the end, pulling it out. Do you think this was a game that maybe in recent years you guys might not have won?
Well, I don't know if I'll put it like that because we haven't been up there specifically at the location at their home field advantage. I do know that you don't get to this record very often. If you look back, we don't. And so that's a big plus. But, boy, I would say this game's just seemingly a lot closer. Although I remember when I first got in the league, we said we're not going to put that kind of emphasis on a kicker. I mean, really spend money on a kicker. Because if you're within 3 points at the end of the game, the other team has in the NFL is likely to drive it down there and get theirs too. So where am I going here is that the games are all close. You better be able to win some close games at the end because you could easily have half your games be close at the end. But we were in fundamentals. We were physically in not control, but we were doing good things football wise physically. Now the game is full of those penalties and full of those mistakes that mitigate great physical play. But we felt good about how we were playing out there, team against team, personnel against personnel. And we felt good, but so you just thought that you could break it open at some time. And, of course, the way the game ended, it looked like, where's that been all night? But give New England credit, boy, they're a competing bunch.
Jerry, second quarter, Dak fumbles into the end zone. The play before that, he did a QB sneak, and it looked like when he got up, his body was across the goal line. Why is there a way to put a chip or something in the football to, you know, give the referees a little bit better, a more help that it was over the line of scrimmage, that it was over the goal line or whatever, to stop for this, you know, having to see it live where you can put a chip in the ball?
Yeah, that's a good thought. And again, I saw somebody else mention that. Tex Schramm used to call that, let's don't become a game of Star Wars. He used an old term back then, that letting the technology just really dominate the ebb and flow of the game. I voted, for instance, technology, and I'll go back to the yesteryear. I voted one time to have instant replay. I voted to not have it. I voted to have it. I voted to not have it. And then I think I finally voted with the pluses to have it. And the reason being, there's nothing wrong philosophically for me to have an official make the call whether he's right or wrong. And everybody agree we'll live with it. Whether he's right or wrong, everybody lives with it. You do that in a lot of sport, and I certainly did it all my life. in sport, and whatever he says it is. You say, well, if you've got a bad one or you've got somebody with some grudge out, that's the problem. But the issue is that you get distortions. Any time that you have technology involved, that can fail you too. And I've seen it skinny a lot, and examples of how it failed you. The angles are wrong. And so when you can't see the ball and you take it away and you get in a world where you're making calls when you can't see the ball, that may be going out there a little too far, removing the human element too much. So I'm not exactly on the fence if you could get it exactly with chips.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ on a victorious Cowboy Tuesday after the win at Foxborough. What can you tell us, Jerry? We all got brought down a little bit afterwards hearing about Dak's injury. What can you tell us about it, and are you worried about his availability for the Vikings after the bye?
Well, I think the fact that the bye is there, my feeling is that ought to take care of it in terms of enough time for it to get to where he can really compete normally. So I think I would be probably a little concerned if we were playing this week, but the fact we've got two, I'm good shape in.
In terms of my mind,
Dr. Jones being comfortable.
Do you think this is a bad time to have a bye when you're rolling? You win five in a row. Sometimes you want a bye when you're injured, or which was a little bit injuries, but you lose a couple games in a row, get out of there, reset. Is this a bad time for a bye week?
Yeah, there are pros and cons of your timing on your bye. That's one of those I don't have to worry about because no one gets to decide when your bye is. And so that one is like worrying about the sun coming up. And so the point is, you can, is once you know when you're going to have your bye, do a little planning. And that could help you evaluate, could help you do some things that just advance notice knowing. But I think in this particular year, with as much talent, if you will, as we have not playing, anything that we can get that buys us some time to get those guys playing is a good thing for us.
Jerry, is there any extra meaning when we're previewing New England? We're talking about the legend and Belichick and what type of game plan is he going to come up with, and Dak versus that type of mind. Are we overhyping that? Is there extra meaning in the way that Prescott played versus a guy like Belichick and that defense?
Oh, I don't think there was any overhype. We want to call out and have our fans anticipate nuances of matchups.
Yeah.
That's very important to the game. That's Craig. That has continued interest in what's going on out there. That's very good. But make no mistake about it, Belichick, Bill, is and should be in a comfort zone of his career. That boy, can he make adjustments? And he can do it in a series. He can do it in a quarter. He just makes adjustments. A lot of people in coaching, that's lip service. Mm. they don't make those kinds of adjustments. They are in a comfort zone with their game plan or what they just maybe can, frankly, their players execute better. So they'd rather run what the players do better than the adjustment calls for. But Bill, to his credit, and he gets players that give him that kind of flexibility, and he runs schemes that give him that kind of flexibility. So he's a rough guy to play. Romo has probably helped me in terms of his last few years when he's been visiting with a lot of coaches around the league, and it's been real good to listen to him. And I'm not talking about listening privately necessarily, but just listen to him talk about the nuances of how these coaches approach this game, because he is one. He's got a real gift among many to really analyze what coaches are thinking and what their tendencies are.
Well, can you please tell Tony next time you see him to stop trying to get Kellen Moore hired as a head coach for the second daggone broadcast? He's saying Kellen won't be here next year. So tell Romo to hush up on that if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm proud of him, Tony. I'm proud of both of them, but I sure am proud of Tony as well. And he really adds a dimension. And I want to say this for the umpteenth time. My biggest mess up in Jerry's mind is not winning the Super Bowl while we had Tony Romo.
Jerry Jones, right here on Sean and RJ. You're talking about players coming back. One of them is Lael Collins. Are you anticipating Jerry going back to normal with Lael and Tyron as your offensive tackles?
Well, our team is fortunate to have him back. It's great to have him back. I know it has been a real challenge for him not being on that football field in many, many ways. But he is an outstanding football player and recognized as that all over the NFL. And, boy, anytime you can help your especially offensive line after you've got to use it. On the other hand, you couldn't have drawn up somebody that took advantage and just before your eyes get better and better each practice than Steel.
Yeah.
So we've got a great situation there. And in my view, of course, you'll have Lyle come in here. And that's the way that we do it normally, is the incumbent does have his position. Now, that's not a golden rule at all, but I would see them before we're through having them both out there quite a bit in every game.
How's Tyron doing physically? Is he okay?
Yes. And I say that with as far as concerns about his foot there during the game, I think that's going to be okay.
Is there anything else Trayvon Diggs can do to surprise you?
Well, I think he's, his confidence level when you say, can you use those kinds of skills and even enhance your confidence? I saw Deion get better and better as time went along. And, of course, he had that tremendous burst and could bait the receivers. And so I do look for Diggs to get better.
Jerry, I'm about to put a poll on Twitter, and I know it's going to happen. It's going to say yes, and I'm just going to tell you that the results are going to be yes. But can we please have Micah as an edge rusher exclusively? I'm begging you.
Well, you think about when you've seen him just stay in the mix, is it a better place for the mix? The thing I want to point out is that he may be one of the most unique players rushing from the middle, and he can do it. I question he did that in college and was very effective in college with literally pressure in the middle. And I said, well, but I've never seen that. You can't do that consistently in the pros. You just can't do it. Well, he can. And one of his best rushes of the year was getting knocked off balance on a rush in the middle and a pressure in the middle and making the play. So my point is, We meet him there. What we do have is a situation where we've got in Neal and in Cox, and frankly in Van Der Esch, we've got players that do a great job staying with those tight ends and can stay with those receivers as linebackers go. That extra 40 pounds, 30 pounds does not give you the same mobility that usually as a D-back has, but we can stay with receivers. And you're right, what we've got is a chance to have a maybe brilliant pass rusher, and we'll use him. I'll assure you one thing, our coaches have a enthusiasm for what he can do for pressure higher than anything you or I could have.
Jerry, the other names we wrote down with huge plays, just pick whoever you want to highlight or what comes to mind. Randy Gregory, Cedric Wilson with maybe the catch of the season so far, Luke Gifford on special teams. How about the contributions from these other guys for that win?
Yeah, I'd go into times in the offensive line, the protection. I'd give due there outstanding protection. There, I know we've got to pull back a little when we think about the red zone and the short yardage, but I thought the offensive line the last three games has had really played at a level that we all ought to be encouraged for this team.
Yeah.
And then I think that without a doubt, Osa, our defensive tackle, our what I call our true pass pressure from inside. I think he's having an outstanding year for a rookie, but just an outstanding year. And then I think Goldston. I think Goldston is everything that we had hoped he'd be and more. And he's just got a natural ability to keep the edge, yet play the position defensive end. So those are guys that come to my mind.
Jerry, last thing. Romo was wondering what was going on at the end. I think there was some clock confusion with the broadcast. I don't know what was happening on the field with McCarthy using the timeout before the game-tying kick. What happened there at the end in terms of the process, and how did you just feel about the game management overall?
Well, again, I'm going back to my stand. I don't think I've ever been in a game that you can't point to aspects of it that are really a flip or iffy. And sometimes it has a good result, sometimes it doesn't. But overall, I'm right in there with Mike on his game management. I think he does it extremely well. But more importantly, I want all of our fans to know how conscientious about it, how hard he works on it, the detail of situational rehearsal and practice that he does. And so while we all know you can't quite replicate and practice every situation, it's not from a lack of working at it. And so I think that's part of us watching the game. I think that's a part of being a fan and being interactive in the game, is to make our call in our minds the way we want to make it or the way we think it should have done, and the second guessing. And everything that goes with it, that in-game activity, that concentration on the game, is beautiful.
Well, look, you got us flying high. Doesn't even feel like work nowadays with the way y'all are playing. Hopefully it feels that special to you. And enjoy the bye week, and we'll hear from you on Friday and then next Tuesday.
You have just described my life for the last 30-something years since being involved with the Cowboys. I don't feel like I've worked a day.
Enjoy it, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.